Physics 1 Revision, Part 3. The Usefulness of Electrical Appliances. The most convenient way to transport energy from one place to another is electricity. So, you will need to focus on how electricity can be transformed into all the other types of energy using devices. Have a look around you at home and think about what is that thing plugged into the mains turning the electrical energy into. Very rarely do we want electricity. In fact, I can't think of a single example where we want electricity. Instead, we are using it in a different way. And it normally comes down to one or two ways. Either creating a magnetic field, which interacts with another magnetic field, i.e. a motor, or it heats something up. That's basically all electricity can do, and all the appliances we have run on those two things. The amount of energy used by an appliance depends on two things. One, how long the appliance is switched on for, and how much energy it uses per second. And we call that the power. To calculate the energy used by a device, you need to use the equation energy equals power times time. Now, the confusing thing about this equation, which is on your equation sheet, is that there are two sets of units. When dealing with something that doesn't use very much energy at all, energy is measured in joules. Don't forget, energy, allergy, mijouli, joules. And power is measured in watts if time is measured in seconds. But that is not very much energy at all, and it is not suitable for an electricity bill that may arrive once every 3 months. So we use the much bigger unit of energy of kilowatt hours, given the symbol lowercase k, capital W, lowercase h. And as is suggested by the units for energy, the power needs to be measured in kilowatts and time in hours. So if it's more marks than you would expect in a question, just check. Did they give it to you in watts and expect you to transfer it into kilowatts? You do that by dividing by 1,000. Or is it given to you in minutes and you've got to turn that into hours? And you do that dividing by 60. Given the number of kilowatt hours, you can calculate the cost of keeping a machine on. That is because 1 kilowatt hour is also known as 1 unit of electricity. And if you know the cost of 1 unit of electricity and you know the number of units you've used, it is simply a case of multiplying one by the other. You may be given two pictures of an electrical meter to calculate the difference, and it's simply the big number, take away the small number, that is the amount of energy used in that time, and then you can calculate the cost by multiplying it by the cost per unit, which is normally about 10p.